Iman is a single mother to a 15-year-old daughter. She also looks after her disabled sister. When the conflict started, she fled from place to place inside Syria.
I had two girls with me, one disabled, so I simply couldn't stay. I ran from one place to the other. I was fleeing between towns. We'd find a place to stay, then fighting and bombing followed, and many people died. I would wait an hour until it is quiet, then flee once again.
Iman was displaced no fewer than four times inside the country. When her life savings dried up, Iman faced a stark choice: stay and die or leave the country.
We couldn't take it anymore. From being hungry to being cold, being under siege, being bombarded all the time. We saw people die in front of our eyes because of the bombing from both sides. We could no longer stay in Syria. We couldn't take it. Me, my brother, my daughter, and sister simply couldn't take it anymore.
Thousands of Syrians have lived similar stories. Today, the number of Syrians who fled their country is set to reach 3 million. Syrians are now the world's largest refugee population under UNHCR care, second only in number to the decades-long Palestinian crisis. The Syria operation is now the largest in UNHCR's 64-year history. Neighboring countries and humanitarian agencies struggle to keep up. Iman paid $200 for transport and paperwork she needed to leave the country. The family now survives on cash assistance and food vouchers provided by aid agencies. But Iman longs for the day that she can go back home to Syria.
It's our country no matter what. Who wouldn't miss their country? Who wouldn't miss their home, the ground they walked on? No one could forget their country. We were raised in Syria, lived there. How can we not love it?
There are now 3 million refugees who share Iman's hardship and pain. Leaving was their last resort. Now they face an uncertain future and a long wait to go home.